It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
The red, whatever that is, I can't figure it out. Mars, yeah.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 8.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, and welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks, as always, for making your way here, checking out the episode and the series. Of course, I do hope you hit that subscribe button. I put out three new interviews every single week, new and every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover the new ones. All the usual spots that include Spotify and Apple Podcast at NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Some of my recent guests have included Andy Taylor, formerly of Duran Duran. I had the Rat Boys on here, Westlife, Tommy Stinson from The Replacements, Jerry Harrison from Talking Heads, Idina Menzel, The Hives, Barry Manilow, Madison Beer, Fozia, Bethany Cosentino, the filmmakers behind the movies They Clone Tyrone, Heart of Stone, Landscape with Invisible Hand, and Lena Waithe producing Being Mary Tyler Moore. We, of course, also recently had the 800th episode special with guests Josh Homme of Queens of the Stone Age, Janelle Monáe, Keanu Reeves, Suki Waterhouse, Rob Lowe, Monica Bellucci, and Arnold Schwarzenegger. Just an example of what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. That's me, Kyle Meredith, today talking with the band Princess Ghost, formerly known as Princess Ghost to the Butterfly Museum. This is the band that's fronted by actor Michael C. Hall. You'll know him as Dexter and from 6 Feet Under, as well as Matt Katz Bowen from the band Blondie and Peter Janowitz from The Wallflowers and Morningwood. They're going to be discussing how the sort of an accidental formation of the group has led to their musical direction, as well as the more experimental avenues that they're able to explore while still producing really what sounds like their most radio-friendly album yet. Michael's also going to tell us about the sometimes mythical and mysterious lyrics behind several of the tracks. We'll hear about my favorite song on the record called Glasswing, how it came out of an internal argument, and how the record makes for really great driving music. It's all that and more as we discuss the album Come of Age. It's Kyle Meredith with Princess Goes.
What's up?
Hello.
Hey, guys.
It's great to meet you guys on here. Great to see you, and great to hear this new music. Honestly, it's been fun because I feel like, in the grand scheme of things, you know, you guys are still sort of a new band with only a few releases. But this, I don't know, there's something about this album that feels bigger. It's like a big stepping out compared to where you've come from so far. But did the idea that you all had, if you had an idea at all, did that start to change? Like, how did this album sort of come to exist in the way that it has?
I think any idea, in as much as it exists, is something that we can maybe, in hindsight, talk about. We're just, you know, from the beginning, we've been on the case, you know, trying to keep up with this thing that neither Peter, Matt, nor I consciously decided to do. We didn't mean to form a band. We're just trying to keep up with it. But yeah, I think maybe for having just spent as much time as we have, we've maybe are creating things that have an even more expansive feel to them.
Yeah, I feel like we've been writing since we started about 5 years ago, and we just focused mainly on writing because we were having so much fun, and that's how we all initially got together, was just like, hey, let's, you know, just make music as friends, and it just blossomed into this thing. So I think Come of Age kind of represents an accumulation of just doing it for, you know, 4 straight years where we didn't really stop. So I feel like we honed in on what we were doing and are still honing in, always looking for new ways to create. But I think these 12 songs were kind of an amalgamation of just like doing it enough to like get comfortable and flex a little bit and see like where we could go, you know?
Yeah, it's interesting too, because, you know, especially, I don't know, Matt and Peter, maybe this is more for you all too, because, you know, knowing the bands that you play with and the ones that, you know, is talked about, especially in the press releases with Blondie and all the way back to the Wallflowers, et cetera, is like, you know, I think of these as big radio bands. I mean, and all of them have their more artistic moments, sure. But it feels like this gives you all something to really experiment more in your lives, maybe, than you get to in those acts. Is that part of why this exists?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we all well appreciate what each of us bring to the table. This album has songs that Peter, you know, has worked on himself and then brought to us, like Let It Go. Or there's also Floating, which Mike actually did and played, you know, based on a keyboard that he played on a Mellotron, and then brought it to us and kind of built it around that. And then I brought Blur in, and we kind of reworked that. So we're always just doing stuff like that, which is an enormous amount of freedom. Obviously, when you're playing in other bands with other people, you know, other principal members, you don't have that same degree of freedom that we have in our own special little band.
And we'll be right back right after this.
Saving money on remodeling your home at Menards. Start your tile project off right with DentShield Tile Backer from Georgia Pacific. It's proven to protect against moisture in your walls and subfloors, with a built-in water barrier, making it perfect to use in damp areas like kitchens and bathrooms. Plus, its easy-to-cut design makes installation a breeze. Save big on Georgia Pacific DentShield Tile Backer panels. On sale through March 2nd. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back. It's Kyle and Meredith with Princess Goes. It does seem like an album full of, you have fun with studio tricks, I guess. Like in the beginning of Let It Go, you mentioned that one. Is that a sample, or is that an original voice? Because it feels like a sample in that sort of way, you know?
Yeah, that's actually a sample of Terrence McKenna Load Down. And I'm not sure. I think I was just grabbing different things that we thought might find their way into that, just in the more cacophonous moment. But Peter laid that in at the beginning, and it just felt like a nice little cue that I don't know, encouraging the listener to dissolve whatever boundaries they're bringing to the table.
And maybe it's, you know, those moments where we think about it, it's sort of tying the room together, that the proverbial rug of that type. I don't know where I was going with that one, but you know, it's in the whole sense of the album. I think that's what I was getting at. I mean, especially starting off with Offering, and there's that line, "It's all for you." Feels like that sets something up on purpose. Is there a story to the record in that sort of way?
Again, I think it's something that reveals itself in spite of any conscious intention. You know, it's just something that when you look back on a body of songs or body of lyric, there is a sort of cohesiveness and maybe certain themes that are moving through it that, you know, weren't a part of what you were consciously going for. It's just, you know, ideally you get out of the way and let things move through you. And as far as the lyrics of that song, there's something leaning towards the mystical, and also, you know, it can mean multiple things and even contradictory things at once. You know, it's all for you. What is it? Who are you? Is it the music? Are you the listener? Is you more preoccupied or with something divine? It feels like it's all those things at once, but it's, you know, it's a lyric that just emerged out of the music. You know, those words probably wouldn't have come that way in that order if they hadn't been inspired by trying to intuitively find a way into that music, which is how sometimes the lyrics emerge, you know.
With how you're saying that, are you aware of exactly what they're meaning in the moments?
Sometimes, you know, sometimes there's a specific story in mind. There's maybe some sort of narrative arc that's informing the shape of the lyrics. Sometimes they're much more free associative or impressionistic. Sometimes it's, you know, a broader lyric that's based on just a line that was appealing because of the way it felt in the mouth or the way it sang, you know. So it's, you know, sometimes there's a circumstance or a story in mind, you know, with songs like Blur or even parts of Come of Age. But in other cases, it's maybe a collage of images or impulses that hopefully cohere. Yeah, it varies.
Yeah, it's interesting how many, the more I hear about it, how many of my favorite, especially lyricists, you know, we place so much weight on them after the fact. You know, I've got Stipe behind me here, and he was really famous for that. Like, he would just think of stuff, you know, throughout his life and write down these little lines. And then suddenly it's like, do these fit in, you know, the moldings that I'm singing? And then here's a song where you have a bunch of people like me going, that's really beautiful. What's that about?
I truly feel like, you know, beyond the words themselves, I can't really tell you what a song is about or what it means. It means, you know, the melody combined with the broader musical composition and the words. You know, like people say, what does a song mean? I really genuinely feel like it's beyond the words themselves. It's none of my business what the song means.
Well, they certainly feel good, and I'll say that about this record. Glasswing might be my favorite, at least right now. And I'd actually just love to hear anything about this song, because the sound of it, what you guys are doing, the molding, it's everything. Yeah,
that one started, Matt, just with some samples and some Oberheim synth and some really lo-fi drum samples that just were kind of dumb and just kind of, also it's a two chord jam, and I'm a really big fan of you know, two chord jams like Prince's The Cross. Just love that song, how he builds a whole song, a long song, out of two chords, or MIA, paper, or what's it called?
Paper Airplanes. Yeah.
And so that, I think that was Princess working with two chords to see what we could do. And it evolved like that.
It's a two chord song. You know, Dreams by Fleetwood Mac. Well, they kind of go to another chord in that one part, but yeah, I love that. Then there's that that song is packed with surprises. You know, there's the synth solo, the guitar solo, which I get to play.
Yeah, amazing guitar moment in that song.
Thanks. And then there's that
broad moment.
It's a broad, and then the way that when it ends, it sort of drops and then it sort of rings again to the outro. Which was our mix engineer Brandon Boast, who not to boast, but he's got a pretty impressive resume. But yeah, just beautiful piece of music.
Also, I can say there was something that happened around the writing of that I don't really want to go into because it was a band thing, but it felt like, and it felt like one of those songs that we worked on collectively to to come to a new understanding of a situation that was kind of an inflection point, at least for me. And the song felt like a therapeutic way to deal with that. I don't know if you guys would agree with that, but it felt like it sort of helped a situation that we were dealing with. That makes sense.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think that's certainly, yeah, in hindsight, when you first mentioned that, I was like, oh, yeah. Oh, that's why that song came to be.
Yeah, it's kind of our some kind of monster Metallica moments. What kind of?
It's so many. It's almost cliche when they say therapy through music, but it keeps happening for a reason. But really, that's one of those songs. That's one of those songs where I bet I've hit play on that sucker a dozen times over the past few days, and every single time, the way it just kind of washes over you. I mean, it feels good, which is a really cool thing, yeah, to have in it. And those, like I said, I think those emotions are all over the record. And honestly, Michael, even when I don't understand what you're singing about, it doesn't exactly matter. Was it the Big Audio Dynamite? And I don't mean that in any disrespectful way, of course.
No,
Big Audio Dynamite, was it Rush in the breakdown where he's like, rhythm and melody, and there's so much on this. So anyway, it's not a question, it's just a compliment that I keep throwing your way.
Thanks. I'm glad you feel that way. I think I feel the same about a lot of the lyrics. They remained kind of mystifying to me.
If I can say that one lyrically, verses are the, I think it's the first time we ever really talk about butterflies in our lyrics. Actual describing butterflies. Yeah,
the first verses are just basically comprised of an arrangement of different names of butterflies, butterfly types. And then it evolves or transitions, as I guess is appropriate when you're talking about butterflies, into something else.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Princess Goes. And maybe this is one of those obvious questions that probably comes around, but seeing how all of you all met sort of on stage and with that part of your life, because I don't know, maybe it's just because I know that the music feels theatrical, but does that become part of it? Is that just a natural thing then? Or do you guys kind of allow that to go there on purpose?
I don't disagree, but I also, what do you mean when you say theatrical?
What do I mean when I say theatrical? Because that's one of those feelings that I have in it.
Right.
The big moments seem bigger. As we're talking, that it isn't a storyline, it seems picturesque. It seems filmatic in a way, all of that stuff. And again, maybe that's just me imposing because I know your backgrounds and stuff. And that's what I wonder is like, is that me or is that something you guys go, of course, that's us. Let's put that in there.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's definitely, I mean, we certainly, you know, don't huddle up and say, let's be theatrical. But there's probably, I mean, I don't know. I definitely think that it's good driving music. It's good landscape music. It's good sort of like taking in the expanse music. so maybe that's more cinematic than theatrical, but I do, you know, it's hard when you're inside it to have any sense of what it sounds like to somebody who isn't, but it does seem, if nothing else, very visual in its way.
And the music videos, by the way, the compliments on that, because those are fun to watch as we're speaking about visually and what you guys get to play around with that. Does this put you all on double duty? Blondie's going to be here in Louisville here in a few weeks. So I know that's, you know, happening in your all's life. I mean, is everybody sort of playing double duty with this band in your regular lives at the moment?
Yeah, that seems fair. You know, I think we all have other stuff going on and we all definitely prioritize Princess as a thing we're doing and make time for. It's my favorite band that I'm in. Don't tell my other band, but yeah, it's it.
And I loved Morningwood, by the way. I loved Morning. I was my wife was less familiar and I was playing her some of the stuff the other day. And she goes, how did I miss this? I think she's been sort of going down that rabbit hole.
And thank you, man. Makes me feel good.
Well, I so hope to hear more of this. And I really do. And actually, what did I write down? Take Me Home. Speaking here more, is there more of that song? Because I guess what I mean was the file I had just sort of ends abruptly. And that's what I was wondering. Is there more no, or is that the file ends. I have?
That was intentional, the way it ended. It's very abrupt.
Yeah, somebody, it's like somebody just came in and pulled the plug on it.
I thought, no, this is great.
Yeah, well, maybe we should find a way when we play it live to let it live beyond that.
That's a good part. I meant to grab this a minute ago, but I was because that digital file I got, I was looking at it, and I don't know why, but I thought, this is your album, and it looked really beautiful, and so I printed that out as an own little piece of artwork.
Wow,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
it's really cool.
I love that. What's the highlighted one?
That's the song I was on at the moment.
Oh, okay.
Those are our waves.
Yeah,
that's really cool. I like that. We should make ourselves one of those.
It's seriously come of age. This is such a good record. And again, I've been a fan from you guys from the starts, but I really love where you're going with it. Congrats on this. And thank you all for taking the time to talk about it. I really appreciate it.
We love
thank
it
you so much.
Yeah, thank we you. Appreciate it too. Thank you. Thanks, Kyle.
And my thanks to Michael C. Hall, Matt Katz-Bowen, Peter Yanovitz. Princess Goes, the new album, is called Come of Age. Thanks to you, of course, for checking out the episode. Again, please do hit that subscribe button so you can keep up with all the interviews that we put out every single week. It's a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Again, to keep you up to date on your favorite artists and discover the new ones at Spotify, Apple Podcast, at NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. And then after that, head over to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show Monday through Friday, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. It's 4 hours of classic tracks from the 70s, 80s, 90s. You get the best in new music. There are anniversary spins, music news, bonus interviews. One of my recent episodes had the music of The Cars, Beach Boys, D'Angelo, Rilo Kiley, Laura Marling, Catherine Will, Nirvana, Cake, Death Cab for Cutie, Modest Mouse, Beck, Phoenix, Rat Boys, Peter Gabriel, Jamiroquai, Interpol, Lush, Little Dragon, Kate Bush, Susie and the Banshees, Childish Gambino, Toad the Wet Sprocket, Nana Cherry, Metric, Bully, and had my interview with Victini. That's just an example of what you get every weeknight at 6 p.m. when you tune in at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. Of course, you can also find me on the old social media spots. Any of the social medias, the address is at Kyle Meredith. So I do hope you like and follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith, and I'll see you next time.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Is this something you'll edit after the fact?
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.